At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
All right, we're going to get to this tweet because media star Jason Kelce, also a phenomenal football player when he played, future Hall of Famer, said this: man, I love the 4th, one of the great days. We can all set aside our differences in this country, enjoy the one thing we all share in common, that we are Americans. Cheers to you, oh, beautiful America. And a lot of people were very upset. We'll get to that in a second. But
let's, why would they be upset with that?
Because people complain about everything. Everything. We would never do that here on this show. No. But you gave us some information during your very trustworthy news update. I'm going to go 9-9. I'm a hard grade. I thought it was excellent.
Thanks.
I don't know if it was flawless. I mean, was it flawless?
No, I think there was a moment I might have hesitated on a word. I didn't fumble.
No.
I did not bumble.
No, you are not Adrian Peterson. Remember, Dave, a lot of Adrian fumbles and like, should he hold the ball high like Tiki Barber?
Strong handshake.
Yeah,
couldn't hold the ball.
Wait, did he have strong hands?
That's what I've heard.
I never heard that before.
Interesting.
It hasn't really, post-football, not good for Adrian. Let's try some better things. So I asked for some station gossip first. Do you have any station gossip?
Well, as you were walking into the newsroom earlier, you noticed that there were a lot of us in the newsroom at
Murders
the same time.
Murders row, some would say.
Some would say. Point being, that's rare. We don't always have everybody there. And I think, by God, we were all in there.
Yeah.
And Steve Simpson, our trusted leader in the morning, came out of a unit.
Very summery shirt.
He did.
Looked good.
You know what? He's a well-dressed man.
He is a well-dressed man.
He enjoys shorts.
Yeah.
He'll wear them at the cusp. I mean, he will, the minute it's 40 degrees.
Yeah.
You know,
I have friends like that too.
Yeah.
That boom, it could be, once it gets to whatever the temperature is, and I think you're nuts. No. Put the shorts on.
Put the shorts on.
And there are people get very upset about it. Lighten up, honestly.
Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah.
Whoever Francis.
Okay, so are we battling with management?
We're not. I think we're battling with the company.
Oh.
And we're battling with the owners.
Soros? Are we taking on the Soroses?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to find out, get a text message to Soros and say, listen.
Soros.
Go
with Zorro. I mean, you might get that guy
too. Could be Zorro.
Zorro!
Antonio Banderas in the studio.
Exactly.
No, I think we need them to move. And they're not moving.
Are you looking for more vacation time?
I am.
Is that the holdout?
Yeah, they give me.
Susie wants to go from 15 weeks of vacation time to 16 weeks.
That's right.
So I mean, like, could we be picketing?
We might. Informational.
Informational picketing?
Yeah, that's
what
not,
does that mean?
That just means you're not really striking. You're just going, hey, here's what it would look like if we struck. But Steve said that
draw a picture.
That sounds about as scary as a Trump tariff threat. You know,
we're doing it. No, we're not.
When's the last time this station struck? It's been a long time.
Long
right?
time.
Yeah.
I bet we could get some old friends on to tell
Have
us.
You ever been a part of a strike here at WCC Radio?
No.
Okay, so it's been 70, 80 years since
30.
We struck.
Shut up. You're so mean to me, you dog.
Okay, so then that's some gossip here.
Okay.
Anybody sleeping with anybody here?
Not in the building.
No.
People are sleeping with each other outside the building.
Yeah, well, I hope so. It's
so
good
I had
for
a
you.
Date. I had a date.
And you had a date.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know that this person's not listening because they told me. They said straight up, they don't listen to the radio. And if they do, it's country.
Lindsay Peterson adds 1979, the last strike we had.
Good for Lindsay.
He
pulled that one up.
If we strike, can we do it in the winter when I'm out in California?
Yes.
And trust me, I'll be protesting right there about my drive's going astray.
Yes.
Okay, so we had a date.
We had a date.
What day? Because I think the day matters. What day was
it? It was a Thursday evening.
Thursday, that's fine.
Okay.
That's Dave, I'm a little worried if you get the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday date.
Yeah. Okay. No, Thursday's great, and Susie's got Fridays off, so perfect for you.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
But I did have to work 4th of July morning because I filled in for Vanita, so it wasn't going to be a late night.
Okay.
But what until
Where'd you go?
Should I say or should I not?
Where
I'm
you went?
Not. I'm going to say it was a place. Well, because
why?
I'm going to ask you a question
cameras?
About a
okay.
comment that was
sure.
made, and
got
I'd
it.
Like it to remain relatively anonymous.
Sure, thanks. I hope we're not anonymous here. Or else the Zorroses are going to come in.
No, it was a nice dinner.
Yeah.
The person talked about themselves quite a bit. I was comfortable.
Too much?
Probably too much, but yeah. I was comfortable because it was a nice meal. I had a steak and potatoes yeah. and a salad.
Good.
Okay.
Bonanza?
It wasn't Bonanza.
Ponderosa.
Anyway, steak and ale?
Long and the short of it, mister, yeah. is that it came to the end.
Uh-oh.
And the person said that they lived very near to the place that we were.
Mm.
And I said, oh, that's nice. You can just go right home. And then the next part was, do you want a motorcycle ride? Person has a motorcycle.
Yep.
And I said, well, I have a dress on. I don't really want to get on a motorcycle. Well, he said you could get a little air up there.
Whoa.
Okay. So wait. Okay. Wait. This is the end. Wow. I'm tired.
Whoa.
I got to get up early the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And the comment is made.
Yeah.
And I literally had no idea. This is how I can be really awful and raunchy, but I can also be quite naive and stupid and not know what a thing means.
But trusted.
But trusted.
Very trusted. Trusted. Yeah.
So this person said to me, I'm going to say this on the radio.
Let's go.
Okay. You know, I have a really high body count.
Talking about how many women you slept with?
I thought he was talking about how many people he killed. I mean, a body count.
It right? can be both.
A body count yeah. is the number of people yeah. who have been murdered. What's the body count?
Yeah.
Well, there's, I mean, it's sad. What's the body count when yeah. there's a tragedy?
Right.
This is where I go.
We're going to get to that horrifying event
yes.
at 12:35.
Yes.
He just volunteers. I have a high body count?
Three times.
Okay. He's done.
Twice at dinner and then on the way out the door. You know, I just want to let you know I really do. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Okay.
Here's
so
one body you're not going to count.
Yeah. So are you thinking at this point, number of women he slept with, or are you still contemplating, is this the number of people he's killed?
I think I was getting it, but I was sort of letting it roll off me just because I was tired. And it's like, it wasn't necessarily begging, but it was getting close. Like, really, really, like, come on, before you leave, I want you to really understand that if you do this, you're not going to be disappointed.
Yeah, and you're on the list. I mean, you're just one on the list. I think I'm biased because I care for you so much.
But
I just
would you ever say that to a woman in conversation about, that you were interested in? I mean, you want to make the next move.
No. I would think, the only way I could think of this is if you're well into the relationship. And somebody says, hey, we're learning more
yes.
about each other. What,
yes.
what were you like single? But not in the first. Hey, how are you? Susie, I'm Ralph. I slept with a lot of women.
It just...
Want some water?
It really took me aback. And
he's out.
Oh, for sure. But I mean,
yeah.
and for other reasons than that. But that one
teeth?
Really.
Teeth?
Teeth were fine.
401k?
Probably fine.
Yeah.
Make out?
I didn't even.
Just
we didn't.
Checking.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Did you feel the chemistry?
No.
Okay. Well, obviously, a lot of women did.
I went in thinking, you know, I'm gonna be obvious. I'm gonna be honest. I was thinking about it because I haven't seen this person. I met him a long, long time ago.
Right.
It was kind of a setup, and I thought, you know what? If this
could
guy,
be.
If this guy smells good, there's a chance.
Yeah, we could have sex.
Easy.
Yeah.
I was seriously there.
Yeah.
Then you
the body count. Three times?
And
is there anything you said to necessitate this? I mean,
here's what I think. And I dare say this on the air. I will. I'll say it.
Yeah.
I have a reputation. I've been known to be a connoisseur of men.
Okay. By the way, you also have told us.
I
think it was about that you have a high body count.
I have a very high body.
Yeah. Right.
So
is it possible he heard it on air
and
he felt like he wanted to match body count?
That's right. That's what I think happened. Or he talked to people that, you know, because when I was younger, I was very busy.
Yeah.
And I was beautiful and sexy and attractive. Oh, wait, I still am.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know.
Very good. Very good.
Anyway, whatever. So, you know, no harm, no foul. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, but, you know.
What's his first name?
I'm not saying
well, that's not gonna. What do you think that's gonna narrow? You know, what you say his name?
Ralph. His name's Ralph.
Yeah, well, Ralph. I think I used Ralph.
Yeah, we're sticking with
count
Ralph.
Count out all the Ralphs, no.
Yeah, Ralph or Ralph.
Well, I'm going to keep trying, though. She think
why not?
Why
who
not?
Who was I talking to? Oh, my niece. My sweet niece.
Yeah.
Never been
in. Telling her about your body count? She's seven.
No, she's 24.
Okay.
Point is, I know I'm way over. My goodness, I'm taking way too much of your time. Anyway, she was on Bumble to get someone to buy her dinner. So she was doing dinner dates just to get dinner.
Yeah, not looking for a relationship, no, just looking for free food.
Right, but she has now found a nice guy, which is terrific.
See, that's great.
I just think it's funny. I might that be a new approach for me.
Yeah.
Getting dinner.
Yeah, we'll just go with the body count. You're going to get a lot of dinner. I can assure you.
Anyway, I'm sorry for taking over the beginning.
No, we love it.
Love you guys.
Thank you. More Susie with Overrated. Here's Jason Kelsey. Former superstar center, now everywhere, their podcast, massive. Here's what Jason Kelsey offered up on the 4th. Man, I love the 4th. One of the great days. We can all set aside our differences in this country and enjoy the one thing we all share in common, that we are American. Cheers to you, oh, beautiful America. Do you have a problem with that? Because plenty of people did. Plenty of people reacted. And this will shock you that people somehow were upset. Does that bug you, what Jason Kelsey offered up? Are you thinking, who in the you-know-what is upset about that? What do you want to say about this? Maybe your body count. Now, we'll get to the body count another time, but just on Jason Kelsey. On the Harrigan Hotline, call or text 651-461-9226.